You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. The Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, all advancing. This update brought to you by Brown University, where the new Executive Master in Cybersecurity prepares leaders in law, technology, and business to face tomorrow's greatest threats. The Brown University Executive Master in Cybersecurity. Strategy is the best security. Now let's head over to the First Word breaking news desk for today's afternoon call. Here he is, Bill Maloney.
Good afternoon, Charlie. Turnaround for U.S. stocks after a weak open. Dow is currently higher by 10 points. S&P's gained 3 and NASDAQ rises 6. At one point, the Dow is down 122. The small cap 600 rises 4 points. U.S. 10 yield at 1.85%. 6 out of 10 S&P sectors are higher, led by gains in staples, healthcare, and the financials. Telecom and consumer discretionary led to the downside. Dow Transports dropped 31, NASDAQ Biotech's gained 22, and the VIX is higher by 1%. Dow leaders to the downside included Verizon, Apple, and Disney. DuPont and Procter & Gamble led. Michael Kors gained 7% after earnings. Whole Foods rose 5%, was upgraded over at Credit Suisse, while Under Armour fell as much as 6.3% after cutting its 2016 net revenue outlook. Live from the First Breaking News Desk, I'm Bill Maloney. Charlie?
All right. Hey, thank you very much, Bill Maloney. We've got an update for stocks. To hear live breaking news over your Bloomberg, type Squawk, S-Q-U-A-W-K, on your terminal. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
This is Taking Stock with Kathleen Hayes and Pim Fox on Bloomberg Radio.
The bankruptcy of retailer Sports Authority is not only affecting that company, it's reverberating throughout the market for footwear and other kinds of athletic apparel, because today Under Armour cut its annual forecast, citing the demise of one of its largest customers. And now Nike was downgraded by Morgan Stanley and Bank of America Merrill Lynch. So the troubles are piling on. We see those stocks lower today. Nike down 0.4% at about $54.98 a share, with Under Armour losing 3.7%. trading at $36 and change. So what's next? Bert Flickinger joins us now. He's Managing Director at Strategic Resource Group here in New York City. Bert, were you anticipating something like this for the likes of Under Armour and Nike?
Definitely, Kathleen, because the profit margins and the prices are too high, the demand's too low, and it goes far beyond the bankruptcy of Sports Authority.
So is Sports Authority's bankruptcy and Under Armour cutting its annual forecast? Actually, that happened yesterday, citing the bankruptcy of Sports Authority. Is that just an excuse on Under Armour's part?
It's an excuse. It's retail reality, but it's also there's a real issue in terms of lack of breakthrough marketing. If you look at the history of the big sports brands, when you had Jim Mullen and Paul Silverman doing breakthrough advertising for Reebok, Dan Wieden at Wieden Kennedy working with Liz Dolan, and Joe McCarthy and Phil Knight doing the same for Nike, and IQ and Jay doing the same thing for Converse, it created a lot of excitement. And now that excitement is there because the agencies are really struggling to create consumer demand. demand, and with all the scandals in sports, fewer people are watching sports, and unfortunately, more people are eating and playing with their mobile devices than participating in sports. And with less sports participation, comes less demand for Under Armour, Nike, and the category dominant sports retailers, starting with the Sports Authority, Eastern Mountain Sports, and Sports Chalet, which Bloomberg's all reported have filed for bankruptcy during the last 50 days.
Steph Curry has had a terrific series so far, going into the NBA finals, the playoffs. That was quite a move for the Warriors versus the Oklahoma City Thunder. But you say he can't really save companies like Under Armour and Nike amid other star scandals.
Steph can't do it by himself. He's a tremendous young man on a 360-degree basis, just a superb person personally and professionally. But on the other hand, Nike's had scandals with Johnny No NFL Football Manziel, Manny Pacquiao, Michael Vick, Oscar Pretorius, Ray K.O. Rice, John Jones of the U.S. See Maria Sharapova in tennis, so Tiger Woods in golf. So it's almost in seriatim, the number of scandals, and then the team scandals with the Russian athletes. It's turning people off for the Brazil Summer Olympics this summer. There's scandals associated with the World Cup in football, or what U.S. has called soccer. And as a result, you're seeing less interest, particularly amongst millennials, and millennials are key to driving the future foundation for brands like Under Armour as well as Nike. And the last key footnote is that Phil Knight's almost like the sports marketing reincarnation of Genghis Khan. He's laid waste to every competitor from Converse to Umbro to Reebok, and to some extent Adidas. And there's very little for Nike and Under Armour to still conquer. So with declining demand, it's tough to get accelerating growth. Both companies still have some growth, but it's not the double-digit growth that people had come to expect from both the market leaders.
But you say also this is part of the retail ice age. It seems to me you got two forces. The retail ice age, which you say will be done by 2020, but then you're also talking about millennials not being into sports as much and not participating as much. Kind of surprises me, because I've got a millennial in my house. She grew up playing a lot of sports. But where does this leave these big companies then, like Under Armour and Nike? Which force predominates?
And studies have been published that millennials check his or her mobile devices 100-plus times a day to check on Facebook and other digital social connective media. So while that's going on, fewer people are outdoors. Also with the cutbacks in public funding and community college and high school. But
could I jump in really quick?
Sure.
Athleisure? Everybody has sneakers, and they update them all the time. Stylish sneakers, that's a big thing for millennials.
Stylish sneakers, you're completely correct, Kathleen. Colors are a real breakthrough. That's why Skechers is done so spectacularly well in recent years. And the Cornell Institute for Fashion and Fiber Innovation, they're working with Skechers, Nike, Umbro, and others. So innovation and color will drive demand, but overall the trends are softening, and that's somewhat concerning.
Bert Flickinger, Managing Director of Strategic Resource Group, talking about Nike and Under Armour stocks getting hit by the Sports Authority bankruptcy. This is Bloomberg Radio. Bloomberg Taking Stock is brought to you by SS&C. More experience, superior technology, independence, and expertise. That's how SS&C drives the future of fund administration. SS&C, they are the future of fund administration.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum, powered by Bloomberg. join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.